I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you, but if you did, I'm curious how you'd respond if a patient came to you and said, "Look, cost is not an issue. I've read about bevacizumab. I don't want to go on a study and take a chance that I won't get it. It looks to me like it maybe is going to help and not too much risk. Would you give it to me off study?"
It's funny you should say that. So the other day I had a family say that, and I told them that bevacizumab was a very expensive drug. It might even cost upwards, close to $10,000 per cycle. And the son reached into his money clip and looked at his money clip, shook his head back and forth like he was saying no. And he looked up and he says, "Do you take a check?"
Wow.
So the answer is yes. And I think that the exciting thing is, at least in recurrent disease, because we have three phase two trials, which shows that this drug is active alone. Remember, in other solid tumors, breast, colon, and lung, it's approved with chemotherapy, and we're certainly studying it with chemotherapy, but it's also active as a single agent. But these three phase twos in recurrent ovarian cancer as a single agent lead to the scientific body of evidence that convinced insurance companies to pay for it, at least in recurrent disease. So we're getting many, many patients reimbursed with recurrent ovarian cancer and bevacizumab. Not so much up front, and that's where our number one scientific priority, GOG-218, is happening. The good news is that up front, we want 2,000 patients as a final enrollment. We have almost 1,300. So there is broad enthusiasm for enrolling their patients on this frontline carboplatin paclitaxel bevacizumab trial.
It's interesting because I've heard a spectrum of responses to that question. I think there's some people who wouldn't, use Bev in that situation, even if the patient offered to pay for it. Although to me, I think it would be pretty compelling to at least give the patient that opportunity.
Well, and everyone has their own philosophy in how they treat patients. And some physicians are conservative. They want definitive evidence. Others realize that these patients are fighting for their lives. So long as we understand the toxicity, that it's okay to push the envelope. And certainly, bevacizumab is a drug that we understand, even in ovarian cancer. And so I think that many people think that it might be reasonable occasionally to treat patients off trial. But please don't misinterpret what I'm saying. My priority is to enroll my patients on GOG-218.